Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, the lave of brachos. But first one, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, one bottom line. Not the bottom line, I'm sorry. We're up to the two dots where it says, V'chanahi medaberes aliba. 2, 4, 6, 10 lines from the bottom. V'chanahi medaberes aliba. Chana was davening to her heart. On her heart. So what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mishnah Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, al iski liba, about her heart. Amr Lefanov, she said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Masha Barasa Be'isha Lo Barasa Dover Echad Levatola. Everything you created in woman, in man also, nothing's extra. Nothing was created for no purpose. And I am Lerot, eyes to see us, and I am Lishrawa, ears to hear, Chotem Lahareach, a nose to smell, Pel Daber, a mouth to speak, Yadayim Lasas Behemalacha, hands to do things, Raglayim Mahalech Behen, feet to go, Dadim Lahainik Behen, breath to nurse. So Dadim Halalu, my breath, Shinatata Alibi, that are on my heart, Lama Lohanak Behen, they're not being used to nurse. Tain Li Ben, the Ainik Ben, let me have a son and I'll nurse. Vam Rabbi Elazar, Misham Yosef Ben Zimra, Kol Yosef Betainis, Beshabbos, Korin Lo, Gzar Dino Shal Shivim Shana. Anybody that has a Tainis, anybody that sits in a Tainis, on Shabbos, they break up his Gzar Din of 70 years. V'afal Pekin, even so, Chosun V'nefron Mimenu Al-Oneg Din Oneg Shabbos. Nevertheless, you're punished because you will mavatel your Oneg Shabbos. Right, the Marshal, one of the Achronim says, everyone's enjoying themselves Shabbos. Who doesn't enjoy themselves on Shabbos? They have a nice, beautiful Suda, and you're sitting at a Tainis. You're the odd man out. So when you're the odd man out, that's a tremendous segula for you. And therefore, it's a good segula. You want a good segula to get what you want? Fast on Shabbos. However, by fasting on Shabbos, you're mevatel your own Shabbos. You have to pay for that. How do you pay for that? Maitakante? What do you have to do for that? Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Leisev Ta'anitza L'Ta'anitza. You have to fast because of the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. One second. Okay, this gets into the whole issue of someone, generally nobody fasts on Shabbos. If someone has a minute to fast, let's say on a yard site or something, they don't do it on Shabbos. The only time somebody ever would fast on Shabbos is at times Chalom. There's a lot of difficult parameters, what that means. Most people, anyone ever did that. If you ever have to do it and you want to fast on Shabbos, it's the Shiloh. Okay? Amar Belazar, Chana, Biticha, Dvarim, Klapi Mala. Basically, Chana was like a little bit brazen to Hashem. She spoke brazenly to Hashem. Shinemar, by Sispala al Hashem, Malamik, Sheiticha, Dvarim, Klapi Mala. That she was brazen toward Hashem. Amar Belazar, Elio, with the Dvarim, Klapi Mala. Elio, same thing. Shinemar, Vata Hasi, Bos, Es Libam, Achoranis. Same type of idea. Amar Shulbar, Yitzchak, Benayin, Shechazar, Kosh, Baruch, Vahodul, Elio. How do you know that Hashem agreed with Elio? Shinemar, it says, Vasher Hare Osi, that Hashem was basically admitting the reason why Bnei Yisrael have it bad is because I gave them the Yetzihara. So it's sort of like my fault. A little bit my fault. Amar B'chama, Rabbi Chanina, Elmalei Shalosh Mikros Halalu, if not for the following three psukim, Nismotet to Raglein Shoshone Yisrael. The Jewish people would have nothing to stand on. In other words, they'd have nothing to say to get out of why they're bad. What are they going to say? They're going to say, it's not really our fault. Hashem, you created it. What do you want from us? Look what you did. Chad dichtiv asher hariyosa. Right? Hashem says, I caused the bad. I created the Yetzirah. The chad dichtiv hinei gechomer b'yad hayotzer. Just like, right, we say this on Yom Kippur night, on Kol Nidre night. This similar idea. The clay in the hands of the former Kain atem b'yadi beis Yisrael. In other words, you're in my control. So I gave you bad. I gave you it. It's really sort of Hashem's fault. The Chazak says, "Vasirosi as lev ha'even mibzarchem, v'nasati lachem lev basar." I took out the stone. I put in the basar. Meaning again, it's Hashem. So the Marsha says there are three. There are three different psukim here. The first pasuk is Hashem gave the Yetzirah. That's the first thing. Second thing is Hashem forms the former of the clay. Right? Second one is, even though he gave you Bechira, Hashem's still pulling the strings, so to speak. Right? You have Bechira now, I can do what I want. Hashem's still pulling the strings. And the third one is that Hashem has the power to remove the Eitahara. So three different stages of the same idea, which is, it's a little bit of a Nechama for Klal Yisrael, they could sort of a little bit blame Hashem, so to speak. For Papa Amar Mehacha, over here, V'yasruchi aten v'kirbechem v'asisa es asher b'chuki telchu. Fine. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, Moshe tiach d'ron klapim mala. Moshe also, so to speak, was brazen against Hashem. Shenemar, because it says, v'yispalel Moshe el Hashem. Okay, this, I'll agree, el Hashem, el ha'al Hashem. Right? Like I sort of Moshe... Now, where's that pasuk where it says Vayispal Moshe El Hashem? Where is that pasuk? That pasuk is what? So the Vayitzak the arts says this Vayitzak Ha'om El Moshe Vayispal El Moshe El Hashem Vatishka Ha'esh. What's that? By what? By May Meriva? No.
No. By Mageifa.
By which Mageifa?
Huh?
By which Mageifa? It's in Bamidbar Yud Aleph. Isn't that the Mizonanim? Right? So by the Mizonanim, Moshe wasn't doing that. It's a very strange pasuk for the Torah to get the Gemara wants to have an idea that Moshe was, so to speak, talking back to Hashem. He wasn't doing that here. He was angry at the Bnei Israel. He agreed with them. He agreed with Hashem. Right? This is what Moshe said. I can't take it anymore. Right? You hear what's going on? This is the pasuk that Moshe, so to speak, some changed the pasuk. I think the Marsha says, there is no other pasuk that says, Vayispalel, that kind of lashon. Vayispalel Moshe el Hashem. It's a very funny pasuk to get this idea that Moshe was angry at Hashem. Moshe was, so to speak, being talking back to Hashem. Like, what do you... What do you mean? Moshe agreed with this. Then it says he davened that they should stop the fire. That's a pasuk where Moshe was being brazen to Hashem. It's a funny story here. I don't really have a good answer. Okay, next. Shekein debay Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov korin la'alf and ayin or la'ayin alfin. They switched the ayin and the alf and the alf and the ayin, so it could be al Hashem on Hashem. Debay Rabbi Yani amr mehacha v'di zahav. In the first pasuk of Devarim, right, all those names of places are Dizahav. I ask this question every year, and I never heard a good. If anyone has an answer, I'd love to hear it. All the words in that pasuk are all things that happened to Klal Yisrael, right? They're all references to the Meraglim, and everything is a reference. And Dizahav is a reference to the Egel. But why is it out of order? Dizahav is the last thing in that pasuk, and it's one of the first ones that happened. I don't know. My Dizahav, what does that mean? Right, what's Dizahav? Should say Zahav. Anyway, it's not the name of a place. What's Dizahav? You gave us so much gold till we said die, then Garm Sha'asim was the eagle. That caused the eagle. Right? In other words, not really our fault. Right? Now we're going to see. Amr Devei Rabbiani. Ain't Ari Noe mitoch kuba shel tevet and mitoch kuba shel basar. The lion only roars when it's satisfied with meat, not when it's satisfied with bread, right? In other words, when you're full and you're satiated, that's when you have a chance to sin, right? Amar Bar Yosha, Mashal Adam Shayelo Para Chachusha. The cow was very skinny. Ubalas Evarim Hechil Ubalas Evarim, but it was big. Hechil Kashidim, and they fattened up the cow. Faisim of the Etesbo. So the cow kicked the owner. Amallah, mi garam lay shetehei mevetes. What caused the cow to kick me? Ella karshirin shalchida. I fattened him up. I made him strong. Next mashal, Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan. Mashal adam echad shayabo. Ben, he has a son. Harchito v'sicho. He washes him up. He puts on perfume. Hechilo, he gives him food. Heshken gives him drink. Tallo kitz al tavro. He puts a necklace of a watch, what do you call it? A pouch of money on his neck. They shiva al petach shel zonos. He sticks him in front of the house of the zonos. What do you want from this guy? What do you expect this guy to do? not going to sin. There are three mashals here. One is the Ari. One is the cow. And one is the god, the boy. So the Marsha says, no. The Ram Mihar Horowitz says, the lion is a reference to the Erev Rav, who is its nature is to be that way. The cow is a reference to Klal Yisrael, whose nature is not to be that way. Nature is not to kick. It's an abnormal thing to do. That was Klal Yisrael. And the boy is Aaron HaKohen. You stick him in an environment like that. What do you want from the poor guy? Right? Those are the three people that sin, that the Egel, right? The Klal Yisrael, the Erev Rav, and Aaron, is a reference to these three Mishalim. Right? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want from poor Aaron? He sticks him in an environment like that. What's he supposed to do? Right? This whole idea that it's not really my fault. These are the circumstances. Now, of course, you're always in control of your own actions, but the marshals, all these ideas are still to some extent true. Amar v'acha b'reidu v'huna. Times are mentioned. People say molei kreitze zani bishi. When a guy has a full stomach, then it can be embarrassing. Shenemar kimaritzem v'yeshivu sivu v'yirem libchem al kain shechachuni. Right, when someone is full, then they all of a sudden, doesn't mean just your stomach is full. It means you have a full life. That's when you start to forget Hashem. You're going to have a big heart. You're going to forget Hashem. You become fat, you turn away, you go away. Yishurun became fat and they kicked. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Shul Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Menayin Shechazak, Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'hodil L'Moshe. How do you know that Hashem agreed that Moshe was right to some extent? Shenemar Tzez, V'kesef Herbeitzi Lachem. I gave him a lot of kesef, v'zahav v'asu labal. Right. V'yomar Hashem al Moshe, leich raid, go down. Go down from the mountain. Right, why? Because look what they just did, they just made Nagel. Your people made Nagel. Go down. My leich raid, Amar v'lazar, Amar lo kash baruch l'moshe. Moshe, raid b'gedulascha. Go down from your greatness. Klom nasati l'cha gedula el b'shvil Yisrael. I only made you because of, the only reason why you're great is because of them. Right? Achshav, he saw Chatu. Now that they sinned, Atalamali. What do I need you for? You don't have to be a leader over here. Miyad, Tasha Kochos al Moshe. Moshe got weak. Falohoyalo, Koach Ladaber. He couldn't speak. He had nothing to say. What's he going to say? V'kivad she'amar, Herep b'meni v'ashbitein. He said, leave me alone. I'm going to destroy them. So Amar Moshe, Dovrezet Halabi. Now he sees all up to me. Miyad, Amad v'nitzchazek b'tfilo obekesh rachamim. He started to daven. Moshal, Lemelech. It's like a melech. Shakas Albano, he gets angry at his son. Vahaya makeu makar gedola. He didn't give him a big smack. Vahaya oav yoshe lefano. And the next door neighbor, the best friend, is in the room at the time. So umisyare loma lachadaver. He's afraid. He's going to tell the king not to hit his son. He's afraid to say anything. So he's sitting there. Omar Hamelch, the Melech says to the boy, il mole oav yzeh yoshe lefano. If not for my friend sitting over here, right? Hagitzra, I'll beat the daylights out of you. But what kind of am I going to do in front of my friend? So the friend realizes I can save him. Right? Amar Davar Zet Toli Bi, Tol up to me. Miyad Amar Veitzilo. So Moshe did the same thing. Hashem said, if not for you, Moshe, I'll destroy them all. And Moshe said, I have a chance to save them. Right? Hashem said, Moshe, I'll start over with you. Amar Rabbi Avo, Ilmali Mikra Kasav, Ef Shal Omro. If not for this pasuk, we could never say such a thing. Malamed. It's kaviyachol. Shetavso Moshe laKadosh Baruch Hu ka'atam shutavet is chaver big though. Like Hashem grabbed Moshe, like he grabbed somebody by the lapel, right? He grabbed. V'amari lefana v'bonos shalolam. Im ein manicha, ein ani manicha. I'm not letting go of you. Ad shetimchol v'titzlach lehem until you forgive them. That's how it's called. Lagai gadol. Amar belazar. Amar Moshe lefana Kadosh Baruch Hu bonos shalolam. Ma ki seishal shalosh regalam ani yachol lamod lefanecha b'shas katzcha. Just like a three-legged stool. Couldn't withstand your anger, meaning the zechus of Av Mitzchuk Yaakov didn't work. So sheregel echad alchas kam v'kama. So how's one leg going to work? How am I going to work? So ask the Pnei Yeshua. Wait a minute. Even if he starts over with Moshe, he's still descended from the three avos. That doesn't change anything. You hear that, Kasha? If the avos couldn't save him, then how am I going to save him? But you're still from the avos too. Moshe doesn't from the Avos. But why would that remove the schus of the Avos? But what's Moshe saying? The Avos couldn't save him. So how am I ever going to have a chance? So let's say 100 years later, Moshe still descended from the Avos. Same Avos. You hear the kasha? It's a good kasha. Moshe's saying, if the Avos couldn't save the people now, you want to destroy them all and start over with me. Yeah. So if the Avos couldn't save them, how am I going to be able to save them? They're three and I'm one. Yeah. The question...
He's talking about in the future.
In the future. Yeah. You're going to start over a nation with me.
Yeah. Right.
I'm also... That's one answer.
He
said that the Jews are going to use up all the schusim. They used it all up. That's one answer. You had a question?
Hashem destroyed the nation.
Right. And starting over with Moshe. Because that's starting over with a new Avram Avinu.
Yeah, but Hashem destroyed the nation, notwithstanding the schusim of the others.
Right. So Moshe says,
going forward, destroy my children as well.
Right.
You didn't save the people.
Correct. But what Moshe is saying makes no sense because he's still descended from the Avos.
No. But the Schus Avos didn't save the people.
No, he's adding one thing to it.
Which is?
Him.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
So they have the Avos and him.
Uh huh.
The angel does not have him. He's not Schus Avos, though.
Right. So the truth is that. The Pnei Yeshua sort of says what you're saying. He says that that in a minute, the others are going to say to Moshe, I don't understand, Moshe, you couldn't save them. Couldn't pull it off. So what kind of schizolos is that? If that's what they're saying, then Moshe has then it's a good question. It's a good tie on Moshe, right? Moshe thing makes a lot of sense. If they couldn't save him and they're criticizing me, how am I ever going to be able to do it? Forget them. They're out of the picture. That's one answer. You hear that? Rabbi Chana Wasserman says, I'll tell you what it means. Even Bizman Azeh, we have no connection to Gedolim that preceded Avram Avinu. Like who? Like Shem and Aver. That's what the others are going to turn into. Of course our Moshe descended from them. Of course it's still part of that heritage, that lineage. Just like we don't dive into Shem and Aver. We don't dive into Mr. Shelach with a tzaddik, they say. What's his name? Shace was a tzaddik. We don't dive into these people. So too, I was looking back up, but these forefathers, the ancestors. What? Right. That's exactly the point. I'm removing, destroying everybody. Biologically, you're still descended? True. Does that mean anything? It means nothing. That's what Rabbi Chana Wasserman says. Yeah, biologically, you come from them. Does it mean anything? It means nothing. Just like David, we don't dive into Eber. It means nothing. We're descended from him. True. That was really what the elves are going to turn into. Okay, decent. Okay. Next. Below El Shi Boshit's pun may have votes. Right? Not only that, I'm embarrassed. Akshav Yomru, look at this. This is what they're gonna say. Ru Parnes, Shahamad Alem. Look at this guy. Big age Gedola Latsmo Vilubigish Alea Rachamim. To himself, he was a big shot. He couldn't even save the people. That's what the others are gonna say. So what kind of schosavos is that? In other words, it's not gonna be any schosavos. Then it says, "Vayichal Moshe es pnei Hashem." Amar b'lazar malamit she'amid Moshe b'tfilah of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. He David ad shehichluhu until he got sick. Rava Amar ad shehafalo nidro until he was made for his neder. Ksiv hacha vayichal. It says over here vayichal. Ksiv hasam. It says by nedarim lo yechil dvaro. It's the same word. Amar mar hu eno meichel aval acher mochlo. You can't be made for your neder. Other people. You need bezin to do it. You can't do it yourself. You need other people. Ushmul amar malamit shemasa atpul lamitzaleim. He was ready to die for them. Right, erase me from your sefer. It doesn't mean take an eraser and scratch out my name. That's not what it means. What it means is I'll die for them. Right? He piled on the midas rachamim. Such a profane, ordinary thing for you to do. Tanya Belezer, God will Omer, Malamit Shahamad Moshe Bitfil of Nekodesh Barhu, Ad Shahazotso Achilu. He davened until he was stricken with Achilu. My Achilu, what does Achilu mean? Amr Belezer, God will. Amr Belezer, Eish Shalatamos, a fire of bones. My Eish Shalatamos, what does it mean, a fire of bones? Amr of Abaya, Abaya said, Ishasa Degarmi. It's some kind of fever that affects the bones. Then we said, Zachar La'av Bitzchul Yisrael, Avadecha, Gezunt, Ashanishbata, Avas Lahem Bach. My Bach? What does that mean? In you? What does that mean? In you. Right? Remember the Zechus Avos in you. What does that mean? Amar Belazar, Amar Moshe, Othei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bon Shalom, Il Mola Nishvat El HaMashmayim Uva Aretz. Had you just made a promise with the heavens and the earth, Hayisi Yobar, I could say, Kesheiv Sheshamayim Va Aretz and Betelim, just like heaven and earth can become bottled. You can destroy the world if you wanted. Kach Shivuotzcha Betelim. So the Sotu Yerolt is meaningless. Achshav shenishbata lahem b'shimcha gadol, but you made an oath with the great name, your name. Ma shimcha gadol chai v'kayim la'olam ul'olam ul'olamim. Your name doesn't go away. It's never going to go away. It lasts forever. Kach shivuatzcha kiyamta la'olam ul'olamei olamim. Okay, next. Dabar lehem arber zarchek v'chok v'ashamayim v'chol orot ha'zot asher amarti. Right? What do you mean asher amarti that I said? It doesn't make any sense. Moshe's talking. I said? So, hi, asher amarti, asher amarta mibayalei. It should have said what you said. You, Hashem, promised that you're going to make this a great nation. Now you want to destroy them all? What does it mean, Asher Marti, that I said? So, Omar Belazar, Adkan Divrei Talmud. Right, that wasn't Moshe talking. Mikan ve'elech Divrei Harav. That was Hashem talking. That's one pshat. B'shul Bar Nachmani, Omar, Elu ve'elu Divrei Talmud. No, it was Moshe talking. Omar, he said, Kachar Moshe ve'ekosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Devarim she'amarta li lech emor lahem, li Yisrael. Right? You told me to go tell them, Bishmi, in your name. You told me, Hashem, go tell them that I'm going to take them out and make a great nation out of them. I went and told them that. Now what are you going to do? Now you're going to destroy them? Halachti, v'amartu lehem, b'shimcha, achshav ma'ani omalam. Now what am I going to tell them? Hashem took it back. Mevilti yicholet Hashem. So it says, because you couldn't do it, Hashem. So yachal Hashem, yiboyalei. Hashem should be written in the masculine. Why is it written in the feminine? Samar b'lazar, amar Moshe l'chnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe l'olam, achshav yomru umut ha'olam, tashish kocha kinekeva. They're going to say, the nations are going to say, you're like a woman. Hashem, you're weak like a woman. And yachal l'hatzil, you can't save them. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, v'lo kfaro nitzim u'gvurot sh'asitza lehem al hayom. What about all the great things I did? What about all that? What are they going to say, I'm a woman? I split the sea. What are they going to say about me? Amar l'fanav, ribono shalom, adayin yishalom lomar, l'melech echad yachal. Yeah, it's a paro, you're able to do it. But l'shloshev echad melachem en yachal amad, to the 31 kings in Israel, you don't have a chance. So what are you doing? You did what you could. Do they let them all die over here? Amar b'yochel ha'menayin shechazar kodesh baruch hu v'hodu lo l'moshe. How do you know Hashem agreed to that? Shenemar v'yomar Hashem salachti kidvarecha. Tanu devei Rabbi Shmuel kidvarecha atzidim umus ha'olam lomar. Kain ashrei talmid shirabah modelo. That I agree with you that the umus ha'olam are going to say that. And then, the umus ha'olam are going to say that one day. And therefore I agree with you. V'ulam chayani. What? Right, Moshe was talking. Moshe said that. Hashem forgave me like I said. Right? In other words, Hashem agreed. V'ulam chay ani, amar rabrafa, amar bitchak, malamich, amar lo akash baruch l'moshe, Moshe, hecheyisani bidvarecha. You, so to speak, sustain me with your words. Right? Darash rab simloi, l'odam yitzadar, odam eshivcho shal akash baruch v'achach yispalo. First you should say the praises of Hashem, and then you should daven. That's first praising Hashem. Then it says Hashem will keep atah chilos leroses avdeches gadol et gadcha et yodcha hazaka Hashemi kel b'shemayim uvaorot hashoyasek kematzech kivurzecha uksiv b'shemay. After he gives them all this whole praising, then he says Ebrunav eretz aretz hatova. Let me go into the land. First he gives all his praise, and then he asks for his needs. We already had a different makor how we know that. First you say the first three, then you ask for your property. Another source. Okay. Simon, Maisim, Tzedakah, Carbon, Kohen, Tainus, Minol, Barzal. Yeah. So first he tells him how great he is.
Right, but isn't it weird to take a place where it didn't work?
Interesting. That's a good point. It's a very good point. Interesting. It didn't work. Right, but I understand it didn't work, but that's still the pattern. Okay. Next. Amar Belazar. It's a difficult line here. Gedola tefila yotzer ma'isim tovim. Davening is better than ma'isim tovim. Why? Why is davening better than ma'isim tovim? She'ein lecha gadol b'ma'isim tovim yotzer Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no greater person that had ma'isim tovim more than Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you know that? Where does it ever say that? Right? So the Ben Yehuda says, I'll tell you why. Because he was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. So any act of kindness that anyone ever did is really attributed to him. A little bit of a stretch. Right? So what does this line mean? That there's no greater person of Ma'is and Tovim than Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know what that means. Without the I'm not sure what that means. Anyway, the Gemara says it. And Afal Pikein, even still, Lo Nana Ela B'Tvila. He was only answered with Tvila. As Josh pointed out, he wasn't answered. Or he was answered, as the other Josh told me, the answer was no. Right? He was answered. The answer was no. Why? Shenemar Shenemar, Hashem says, Al Tosef Dover Eli, don't daven anymore. In other words, had you kept on davening, I would have answered you. So what do you see? Had you kept on, I would have eventually given in. Enough, I don't want to hear anymore, because once I hear more, I'm going to have to give in. So what do you see? No one was greater in Maisa Tova than Moshe. And what really was going to work? Davening. So what do you see? Davening is better than Maisim Tovim. Says Tosfos on top, Gedola Tfila Yosu Maisim Tovim, below Tfila. In other words, Tfila is better than Maisim Tovim without Tfila. In other words, if you have a choice between Tfila and Maisim Tovim, Tfila wins. Right? Shahari Moshe Rabbeinu, Af Al Ol V'Shalom, Af Al Pisha Hoyu B'Yado Maisim Tovim, even though he had Maisim Tovim, Hutzdruch L'Tvila, he still required Tvila. What does that mean? So the Mepharshim, the Re'af here explains, Moshe's no greater person Maisim Tovim than him. So now he says to himself, well, I have two choices now. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael, right? I could do one of two things. I could do more Maisim Tovim, or I could daven. Right? So the answer is, now you're time to daven. Does that make any sense?
Doesn't really prove it's greater than...
Because davening was the thing that... Had he continued davening, all his Maisim Tovim would not have helped.
But his Tvila answered before mine, because he has Maisim Tovim as well.
Right. So the Pnei Yeshua says an unbelievable thing, which I think is the answer. We're not talking about schar. Somebody wants schar, what should they do? Maisim Tovim. Want to do schar? You want to pile up the mitzvos? Do Maisim Tovim. You want to know how to break the gzar din? There's a special medicine called tefillah, which is why when someone's sick, they don't have a Maisim Tovim campaign. They have a Tehillim campaign. Well, they don't have a Lord of Mishnayis campaign. You ever heard of such a thing? No such thing. The Derech Hashem says this. There's no such thing as a Tehillim campaign or a Maisim Tovim campaign. We're going to learn a Mishnayis. You don't have such a thing. Why? Because it's not the antidote. It doesn't work. Why? That I don't know. What? You have certain things that don't say Lashon Hara. That's not what the Pnei Yeshua is saying here. That's not what the Gemara says. I'm not against Lashon Hara campaigns. They're all good things. But you know yourself that in Klal Yisrael, when someone's sick and there's an Eis Tzara, what do people do? They daven. Now, can you increase your Shemir Samitros? 100%. You want schar? Don't talk Lashon Hara. You require a lot of mitzvahs. It's an unbelievable thing. And you wonder what's the antidote to get rid of the gzar din? Sick people, Klal Yisrael has tzaras? The answer is davening. I don't think that's such a terrible answer. And it makes a lot of sense. Why is that? That I don't know. Why is davening so special? I don't know. But you see clearly that's the story. What? Right, so there's another attitude which is, listen, Hashem, I used to be a terrible Baal Lashon Hara. I gave it all up. So shouldn't you now look favorably upon me? It's the other way to look at it. But that's not what the Gemara say. The Gemara say, you want Hashem to look favorably? So daven for that. What about Lashon Hara? Is another story. Besides that, you should be a better person. Right? That's not a conflict. Amar Belozer, Gedola Tainus Yosem and Tzedakah. Tainus is greater than Tzedakah. My time, why is that? Zebegufo, Zebimimono. Right? So everyone, to write a check? All right, so write a check. But to actually do something to your own goof? To fast? What? Exactly, you make yourself. So the truth is that the Marsha asks, wait a minute, on Daf Vav, we said that the agra of a tainus, the reward of a tainus, is the tzedakah that you give. So the whole thing that was a stira. Now we're saying that the Titus is better than, right? Because the Marshal remember what we learned in Davav. It wasn't that long ago, right?
How come we understand Yom Kippur?
It's exactly the same thing.
What do you mean?
Which is that it's not talking about Tzchar.
It's exactly the same answer. It's exactly the same. We're not talking about Tzchar. We're not talking about Tzchar. We're talking about...
What do you mean? Stuck and help someone else.
Exactly. We're not talking about Tzchar. Exactly. We're not talking about Tzchar. Exactly. It's the same answer. We're not talking about Tzchar. Tzchar? Yeah, 100%. Tzedakah, what's better than tzedakah? Helping someone else, unbelievable. We're talking about what's the antidote.
Tzedakah, we don't say true betzila and kindness, Mavir, and Zerah.
We do. On top of the little letters, it says tzom. Right? Does Tainus. It does say it. The whole question, why is it said on top? The whole, right? Because the Gemashia is the same, really. Right? It's 100%, exactly your point. It really, they're both tied into each other. Schar, we're not talking about Schar. What's the, you want to know shortcuts? You want to know segulas? Here's the segula. Right? Davening is the best segula. Right? People don't want to hear that because it's not a shortcut.
Rabbi Rashman says that all the time.
Exactly.
Everybody was going around putting the little punches down.
Exactly. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Gedola Tfila Yotzer Min HaKarbonos. Tfila is even greater than Karbonos. Shenemar Lama Li Rov Zivchechem. You want to bring me Karbonos? It's very lovely. But Ksiv, it says, Uvapar Shechem Kapechem. Right? Really, I want the davening. Or Yochanan called Kohen Shara Gets HaNefesh. Any Kohen that kills a person, Lo Yisa Es Kapaf. He cannot duchin. Shenemar Yedechem Domim Milu. His hands are filled with blood. The question is, does this apply to killing a guy? This Shaila comes up in the Israeli army. And these guys that killed Arabs, can they duchen? Can they duchen? Duchen. So the truth is that the Rama says already, it's only murder because your hands are filled with blood. It's like Enka Tega Nasa Senega. A guy, he committed adultery. He can still duchen. Doesn't do with anything. Not a nice person, but that doesn't prevent you from duchening. The only thing that prevents you from duchening is this. What if it's Shogig? There's Shevet Olivia as a tshuva. What if a Kohen embarrasses somebody in public? If you embarrass somebody in public, it's you killed him. So can a Kohen, he answers, you can duch him, because it's not be a diet. Right? It's exactly, it's not be a diet. You embarrass somebody. It's not a nice thing to do, but you can still duch him. So, you have to, I don't think it really comes up all that often, but I heard once there was a shayla in the Israeli army, that one of the soldiers that killed some Arabs, and the whole shayla went with the duchening. What? Yeah, exactly. Once the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the gate, everyone just said how great davening is. Now we say the gates of davening are closed. Gam ki ezek shisim tfilasi. So this is a hard gemara here. What do you mean they're closed? What do you mean they're closed? So the Ramban says something astounding. He says they're only closed for one thing. That's to bring Mashiach. That they closed for. It's astounding. He says, "Ain suffik she Yisrael nanim betfila gam begalus." There's no suffik you answer the galus. Rock legabe laorer es haketz, only to be over the ketz ulakariv es hagaula ain Yisrael nanim. That's not answered on that. It's astounding. Others say the conventional pshat is, it's not really closed. It's a little closed. You can still open it, right? It's not closed forever. It's not fully closed. Because how can it be closed? We just had all these things about how davening is the key. Now it's closed. Right. It's astounding Rambam, right? Astounding Ramban, I'm sorry. He says it in Emunah and Bitachon. Even though the gates of davening are closed, Shari Dima lo ninu. The gates of tears, everybody knows this, Gemara. They always say to women, the gates of tears are not closed, right? They do, because women cry more than men. It's just a fact. Shenemar Shimut Tfilasi Hashem V'Shavasi Adina Al Tzimasi Al Tachereish. Rava lo gozer tanisa b'yom de'iba. Rava would not be gozer a tanis on a cloudy day. Mishum Shenemar Tzakos Be'anan Lecha Me'avar Tfila. Okay, so this Gemara can range from the practical to the superstitious to the mystical. Like a clouds are a bad simon, and therefore when it was a cloudy day, then what am I going to make a tanis for today? It's not going to work. It's a bad simon clouds. It shows the dark world. Some say that. What? Interesting. Interesting. Right, so... What? So the Eitz Yosef says, no. There's no such thing that a message like that. What Rava was saying was like this. Why are we having a tainus? Because we don't have any rain. We don't have any rain, so make a tainus. So if it's cloudy, people are going to say, oh, look, it's going to rain today. The tainus is not serious. So Rava didn't want to do that. It's a very practical thing. Am I making a tainus when it's cloudy? When it's cloudy, people all think it's going to rain. So if people think it's going to rain, there's a half-baked tainus. I'm not making a tainus like this. That's all it meant. Not the mystical thing with clouds. Nothing to do with that. It's a very practical thing.
It sounds like that's impossible. Why is it being a pasuk for?
Right.
The pasuk doesn't really support
the,
that.
The pasuk supports like this mystical idea that clouds are a bad simon and you shouldn't make a tainus. It's not going to work. But it's hard to say that. It's hard to put some stock in clouds. Okay, Amar Belazar, Yom Shachar, Beit HaMikdash, Nitzbuk HaChom, Barzal, Beit Yitzol, Avinu Shashmayim. the day that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, a wall of iron separating us from Hashem. Shenemar v'atakach l'cha machavaz barzel v'natata oscha kir barzel b'enecho b'eno ir. Amr b'chanan amr b'chanan k'lo marach b'tfiloso. If you're marach in your tefillah, ein tefiloso chazeres reikam. It doesn't go unanswered. Sheminalan mimoshe rabbeinu. Shenemar v'aspal al Hashem v'chitziv v'aspev v'ishma Hashem elai gam v'pam ahi. Ain't is that true? Amr b'chir b'ab amr b'yochanan k'lo marach b'tfiloso ma'ayin b'sof b'ol de kovid leiv. What do you mean? If you daven a lot and you think about it a lot, it just leads to heartache. Shenemar tochalos mimoshcha machal leiv. And my takan de yasek b'torah. Learn Torah. Shenemar itchayim he v'ain ba v'ain itchayim tav ba v'ain itchayim el Torah. Shenemar itchayim he l'machazikim ba. No, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha demayrich ma'ayin ba. One is where you mayrich and you ma'ayin in your davening. Ha demayrich. That's bad. Ha demayrich v'lo ma'ayin ba. When you're davening and you're not ma'ayin in it. Amar b'chama v'chanina. Imroa adam she'espal v'lo nena. If someone davens, he's not answered. Chozavi espal. Go answer again. Shenemar, you daven again. Shenemar, kavi al Hashem, chazak yuretz v'kavi al Hashem. So wait a minute. This Gemara says that being ma'ayin in tefillah is no good. Says Tosfos, we say it every day. Eilu dvarim she'ochel porosei b'olam hazeh, v'keres kerem v'olam above, eilu heim, kibur of aim, k'mil chasadim. Right? What else? Hashkavos beis ha'mitzvah, shachar z'arvus, hachnaz ha'vilah. Ian tefillah is on the list. Ian tefillah. What do you mean it's a bad thing? It's a good thing. Which one is it? So Tosfos says, a very brisk answer, he says, Shrei, third last line, Shrei Iyun Tefillah Yesh. There's two types of Iyun Tefillah. Right? Two types of Iyun Tefillah. Iyun Tefillah, Dehacha, HaMetzapesh, Etava, Bakasha. So you wait, what am I going to be answered? That's bad. Like, why am I being answered? I'm davening so good. That's bad. Iyun Tefillah that we say every morning, it's a good thing. That's it. Dehasam Shemachafir, it's Libel Tefillah. You have a proper Kavanah. Think about what the words mean. That's a good thing. Two different types. We're talking this is a bad thing. Ian tefillah means a new. What is Hashem paying up? New. That's a bad thing. To be ma'ayin and you're davening and to have more kavanah, that's a good thing. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Arba dvarim tzrichin chizuk.
But then it says, if you're not answered the first time, keep praying.
Right.
It seems to suggest you're thinking about it.
No, you're allowed to.
Not that you're not answered.
Right. I think it's your attitude. Like, I think the attitude of Tosfos is saying is that I have it coming to me. That's basically what he's saying. I daven, now how come I have it coming? I have it coming to me. That's a bad attitude. Now, you daven and you weren't answered, keep on davening. Listen, davening is one of the hardest endeavors to do. No question about it. We're running through this daf so fast because it's so long. We could spend a lot of time. People have written hundreds of thousands of farm on how to daven and kavanah and being answered, not being answered, yes being answered, right? There's a man who's running through this. Chizik. Four things need chizik. Elohim, what are the four things? Torah, could always use some chizik. Maisim Tovim, could always use some chizik. Tefillah, davening, v'derech eretz, to being a mensch. So what else is left? Right? Only four things. It encompasses your entire life. Right? What else is left? Right? Torah, umaisim Tovim, minayin, how do you know? Shinem, rach, chazak, v'yemetz, ma'od, lishmar, lasas, v'chola, Torah, chazak, v'torah, v'yamat, b'maisim Tovim. B'maisim Tovim, fine. It's tefillah, that's Torah, maisim Tovim right away. Tefillah minayin, shenemar kavil Hashem, chazak v'yemetz ibecha v'kavil Hashem. Derech eretz minayin, shenemar chazak v'nitzchasek ba'ad imanu. Fine, very good. But Tomer, tzion azavani Hashem v'Hashem shechachani. Right, tzion forgot me and Hashem forgot me. Two lashons. Azav, meaning forsaken me, and he forgot me. So hainu azu v'hainu shechucha. Isn't that the same thing? So Amar b'shlokish, Amar k'neses Yisrael of Nekodesh Baruch Hu, bonus shalom. Adam knows the isha al ishto rishona. If a guy gets remarried, a second wife, so Zocher Maaseh HaRishona, he remembers the first wife, doesn't forget her totally, still remembers what she was like. Ata Azav Tani V'Shechach Tani. You forsook us and you forgot us. Like it's nothing. Someone like Kadosh Baruch Hu Biti, Yud Beis Mazelos Barasi Berakia. I created 12 constellations. V'al Kol Mazel Mazel Barasi Lo Shloshim Chel Al created 30 hosts. V'al Kol Chel V'Chel Barasi Lo Shloshim Legion. And each one has 30 legion. V'al kol legion v'legion barasi lo shloshim riaton. Each one has 30 of these. V'al kol riaton riaton barasi lo shloshim karton. V'al kol karton v'karton barasi lo shloshim gistra. V'al kol gistra v'gistra tosi lo shloshim meos v'chamisha shishim v'chamisha alfei ruba kochavim. 365,000 stars. K'neged yimos hacham. V'kul lo barasi el b'shvilcha. It's all for you. It's all for you. V'at amarta azartani v'shechachtani. And you tell me that I forgot about you? Right? Says the Maharal, if the entire creation's all for forgot about us. It's not possible. Your whole essence is all for Klal Yisrael. The whole world is created. But people don't like hearing this because it's not politically correct. But it's Mamash Beferish Gemara. The entire universe was created for Klal Yisrael, right? So what do you mean Hashem forgot about us? It's not possible. It's built into the whole Bria. So it says the Maharal. So maybe fine. That was true. Hashem created the world like that, and now He forgot about us. No, in here is embedded the 12 mazalos are connected to Yud Shvatim, the 12 Shvatim. He says there were seven subcategories here, connected to 7 days of the week. It's all about Shabbos. It's all about Klal Yisrael. It's all embedded in creation. What do you mean? At one point it was true. Now it's not true. Then the whole world has to go away. The whole thing it can't be. Hatishkach isha ola amar kadosh baruch hu kulam eshkach olos elim upiti rachamim. That I forget about all the olas and all the bechars that you brought for me in the midbar. Maybe there's no shichur in front of you. Maybe you're not going to forget about the egel either. Gam tishkachena. Now I forgot about that also. So the Mashal says, yeah, but we know that there's no punishment that doesn't conjure up the memory of the egel, right? So the Mashal says that's true. This is loss of lava. Lots of love, Hashem says, I'm going to forget about the ego. But right now, I still haven't. Amr lefanav ribonish al olam. Hol v'yesh shichal v'yekin tekev v'decha. Shema tishkach li'maisa Sinai. So if that's true, if you do forget, maybe you'll forget Har Sinai. Amr la, anochi lo eshkach. I won't forget that. Ranad amr b'lazar, amr b'oshi, amai d'chsiv gam eilo tishkachena, zem maisa egel. What I will forget is the egel. V'anochi lo eshkach, zem maisa Sinai. What I won't forget is Har Sinai. What? But forgetting is even a greater madriga than forgiving. Right. It's not even on my mind anymore. I forgot about that. Chassidim harishonim harishon sha'achas. The Chassidim harishonim used to wait 1 hour. Menahani mili, Amar Vishu ben Levi, Amar Kra, Ashrei Yotrei Vesecha. Right? Amar Vishu ben Levi, Hamispalo Tzarech Lishos sha'achas achat filasa. You have to also wait an hour after davening. Shenemar, Ach Tzadikim Yodu L'Shimcha Yeshuvu Yishar Mespanecha. An hour before and an hour after. And the Tosfos says, that's why we start off davening with Ashrei. The last Tosfos. Lachat filoso back in the Gemara. Minayin dechsev ach tzadikim yodu l'shimcha yeshuvu yishar es panecha. Now, Tanu Rabbanan. So wait a minute. They're davening 9 hours a day. He's having three tefillas. Each one takes 3 hours. So it's 9 hours of davening a day. It's a long time. So malach don heich nasis. How does everything else get done? Ella mitoch shechasidim heim torasam mishtameres. So first of all, the Torah somehow gets watched, umalachtan mitzvareches, and their work gets blessed. I don't know. I think the question is better than the answer, right? It's a good question. Like the Gemara asked, 9 hours a day of davening, what about everything else? So some of the Farshim say that the learning is included in the 9 hours. The other 6 hours is also learning. That's a funny. I understand. So what? The whole day is davening. It's 9 hours. It's a long time, just for davening. I'm not belittling davening. It's a long time. Could you imagine 3 hours daven ma'ariv? Just imagine that.
You think you get complaints now?
They're saying here that the book does
call
after.
What?
This status or custom is only achieved after you're already come up.
I understand. Uh-huh.
So the bracha is that you retain your learning. You come to this madrega after you've already. The learning came first.
Right. I hear the learning came first. And what about working? So no, but it don't work anyway.
But your learning came first, or your working came first.
Right. Fine. We'll do one more minute. Afilu melech hashol b'shlom alei yeshivenu. Even if a melech says hello to you, you don't answer him, right? Or Rabbi Yosef lo shel alamach Yisrael. That's only by a Jewish king who will understand why didn't he answer me? Because he's in the middle of davening. Avol malchi akum posh. No, for a goy you can't stop. Obviously, meisvei hamispal v'ro onas bokinegdo. You see some coming toward you, right? Ro ekaron bokinegdo. Some loose wagons coming toward you. So lo ye mafsik. Elamakacha va'ole. So you shouldn't stop. Rather, you should finish quickly and get out of the way. So isn't that a little bit of a stira? No, lo kasha. Hard to afshal akatzer. If you can finish quickly and get out of the way, then do that. If not, you don't have to die because you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So you don't have to let the wagon or the wild ox hit you. You get out of the way. So do the king. It's a Goyish king. He's not going to understand. So you have to you stop and you talk to him. Now, we'll stop here. Now, there's a story where a chassid didn't want to talk to the guy. And the guy waited. And the guy said, how come you didn't want to talk to me? I was in the middle of davening. Okay, we'll have a story like that. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we're going to have the daf at 7:10. Tomorrow's a Sunday schedule.